Morning Ireland at 8:15, and as we heard earlier, Northern Ireland is pretty much at a standstill today, with around 170,000 public sector workers striking for better pay, and also snow and ice making travelling conditions treacherous. We'll hear from Ictu's Owen Reedy presently, but first let's talk about the roads and the traffic and the weather. Éimeartín O'Farrell from Radio na Gaeltachta is in our Dzirabhioga studio. And just how bad is it this morning, Éimeartín?
It's quite bad throughout the northwest. There's quite a number of roads in the Letterkenny area. They're quite treacherous this morning. And Gardaí have actually advised people not to travel to or within the town until conditions do improve. So basically, the message is steer clear from Letterkenny today. There was a number of cars abandoned in a lot of housing estates last night. 2 inches of snow fell in a short period of time last night. And this became compacted and then impacted traffic movement throughout the town. As I said, there was a number of collisions. There was a number of accidents. A lot of businesses in Letterkenny actually closed yesterday evening and last night early because of the deteriorating conditions. And today, most, if not all, schools in the Letterkenny area are closed this morning. And elsewhere in the county, there's quite a number of schools that will remain closed as well. Schools in the west of the county, schools in Milford, schools in Inishowen as well. And Donegal ETB have released a statement this morning saying that a number of their secondary schools will remain closed today. Local link bus services are cancelled. Quite a number of them are cancelled this morning. A number of vehicles have encountered difficulties on the Errigal Road last night. Mm-hmm. That's indeed the main road from Gweedore to Letterkenny. There's a number of roads that are impassable this morning. So it has impacted the northwest in particular, particularly the north of the county and through Letterkenny and in a zone and the northwest of the county. So there's a big impact there this morning, Anya.
But at least in Donegal, the gritters are out, the public servants are at work. Across the border, it's a different story this morning.
Indeed it is, and this is impacting a lot of people in Donegal as well, because it's estimated that up to 9,000 people from Donegal cross the border every day for work or for study at university. And I think 75% of the 9,000 people that are travelling to mainly to Derry on a daily basis for work. So many public services in Northern Ireland will grind to a halt today, as we know, with the strike there. Mm-hmm. And it has been advised that only essential journeys should be made to Northern Ireland's road today. So it'll be interesting. And police are there in Derry have issued a statement urging motorists to lower their speed this morning, to take extra caution today, because of sub-zero temperatures in many areas of the north in the last 24 hours. And indeed, temperatures didn't rise above -2 degrees in some areas of the north yesterday. So that has added to the difficulties there this morning. And indeed, we know that Met Éireann has a snow and ice warning in place throughout Northern Ireland today again. The road network, it will be hazardous, the DFI spokesperson has said, due to the widespread icy conditions and roads won't have been gritted apart from some very limited gritting, it said, Anya, on the M1 and M2 motorways and also the A1 and the A4. So basically the message there from the police in Northern Ireland is that extreme caution will have to be required for anybody travelling today on any part of the road network in the north.
Éimeartín O'Farrell from Radio na Gaeltachta in Dzirabhioga, Grimmie.